You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Here on Frank Cormation, we'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation.
Was that a hobo? He is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. The LA for the win.
Hi everyone, I'm Roy, and I'm not a hobo, I'm your host. That amazing song was by a lady named Shifty Pop, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes to her page. She makes songs for people, she'll make a song for you, so go check that out on phonelosers.org. Today's show is sponsored by Gizmo. Gizmo is a contributor, a supporter of the show. Thank you, Gizmo. Gizmo is the reason I was able to go out and buy meth today, so big thanks to Gizmo. Today's show should be fun. I've got a really interesting prank request submission thing from Leif Erikson and his friend Funky Ostrich. I guess they both compiled this list of numbers together. They tell me it would be fun to terrorize Adopt a Median program. Businesses can choose to adopt a median, which is, you know, the piece of road in the middle of a road or around intersections or wherever that kind of, you know, it's like the hump that you can't drive over unless you're in a big 4x4. And people put rocks and plants and whatever else in them. But they're telling me that a business can choose to adopt a median, meaning they replace the sand and weeds with better plants and stick a sign with their name on it. I collected the names of all the Adopt-A-Median businesses I could find, and we had a lot of fun coming up with this gigantic list of ideas, so please use them, goddammit. And he's got a list of, I don't know, like 10 ideas here, and a list of 10 or 15 phone numbers. So this could be fun. These were sent to me about a month and a half ago. That's how behind I am on prank requests. Sorry.
Hello?
Hi, is this the McCumber Fine Gardens?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I'm calling about your median, your Adopt-A-Median thing.
Oh, okay.
I needed to let you know that I put a box of kittens in your median. And, I mean, it's a tall box. They're not going to get out or anything. But from now on, you're going to need to bring them some food and water. I left food and water in the box.
Okay, wait. But who is this?
My name is Roy. They're going to run out soon, though. Like, how often do you go out there?
Seriously, why are you telling me?
Just about the kittens, because I don't want the kittens to starve or anything.
Okay, well, you should probably go get them.
No, I'm going to leave them there. I'm just, how often do you go out to the median?
Gosh, come on.
Can you just tell me?
Not very often.
Well, how often is that? Like, every week?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Come on, I gotta go, but thanks for calling.
Do you only go there once a week?
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't seem like very often. Like, why would you even adopt it if you're not going to take care of it?
But I think you should take the kittens to the animal shelter.
Well, no, because they'll want me to pay or something. They'll want me to, like, buy shots or something. I've tried that before.
No, you just leave them on the doorstep and they'll take them.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not a nice thing to do.
They're going
to
get run over if you leave them there.
No, they're in the median. They're inside a box. They can't get out. You're going to need to go there about twice a week now to refill their water. It's just four kittens.
Sure. Okay, no problem. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, you promise? Okay, that was Leif Erikson's and Funky Ostrich's idea. I'm just going to erase it because there's so much text here. I can't even... It's hard to read all this stuff. Too much text. These ideas are wacky. Okay, the next Adopt a Median place is a pizza place. So, I don't know if I'll be able to get a hold of whoever's in charge.
Upper Crust, just speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about your Adopt a Median.
Uh-huh.
Is this the manager or something? Or
No, the manager's out right now. He won't be back until sometime after 4.
Oh, okay. All right.
His name is John.
John, okay. I guess I could call back.
Well,
are you able to help me with the median problem? Because I tripped over a rock in it. I sprained my ankle. I'm sorry, what?
I'm just a worker here.
Okay, and there's nobody of authority there?
There's no manager right now. He had to go and take care of some business. He will be back.
Okay, because I sprained my ankle, and John's going to have to pay the medical bills. What's his last name?
You know what? Why don't you call back after 4?
Well, do you know what his insurance company name is? Or his policy number? After 4, that's 2 hours from now. That's a pretty great idea, though. I think I'm going to use that on this next one, too.
Hi, Desert Detailing.
Hello, my name's Roy. I'm calling about the median that you guys adopted over there.
Oh, yes, hi.
Over by the Cottonwood Motel?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you are the current adopter of that?
I am.
Okay, yeah. I was coming home from the bar last night, and I tripped on these rocks on your median. I tripped over the median, and I sprained my ankle. I had to go to the doctor. I have all these bills, doctor's bills and everything now, and I'm pretty sure you're responsible for it.
You know, get your lawyer. If you're coming home from the bar drunk, that's your problem.
Hey, I didn't say I was drunk. You don't need to assume I was drunk.
All right, well, you know...
You have a neglectful median.
You sound like one of those people who falls down in supermarkets. You know, what can I tell you? You tripped over a rock on a median.
Well, you shouldn't put the rocks there like that.
You know, all I can tell you, I don't want to discuss it.
You're an idiot for putting the rocks there like that.
I didn't put any rock there.
Well, you should clean up the rocks then.
What do you think I do, go put rocks on medians?
Well, maybe you thought it looked decorative or something, but it's stupid to have it there.
I'm sorry about your injury. I don't mean to make light of it, but you're looking
to
make some quick cash, and you're talking to the wrong guy.
Well, why don't you go clean up your median? Why'd you adopt it if you're not even going to take care of it? You're going to leave the rocks sitting all over it. Hello? Okay, I called that guy back about 4 times, and he won't say anything anymore. He just hangs up. Hangs up angrily. Slams it down. So far, that's my favorite idea from this list of theirs. But I haven't read all the ideas, so I don't know. Let's move on to the next one.
Hello, David Richard Gallery.
Hello, this is Roy. You have that median that you adopted, right? Kind of in front
I'm
of...
Not familiar with us having one, no. I could be mistaken.
Oh, well, it says adopt a median, and it has your phone number... I mean, it has your business name on it.
It's David Richard Gallery, huh? Okay, I'm not one of the owners, so maybe they did it, and I just never heard about it.
Oh, are they available right now?
They are actually out of town until next Tuesday.
Ah, fucking shit. Okay, well, I'll just try back then.
Okay. Is there something I could pass along? Because I do talk to them, every day.
Oh, can I have their cell phone number?
I can't give that out, no.
Oh, well, I guess you're useless then.
Well, you want to put it that way. But no, I mean, you can't just hand that out to everybody.
I don't see why not. But okay, thanks. I'll try back after Tuesday.
Alrighty.
Jerk face. Damn it, I'm getting no answer on most of these. I'm going to have to save all these.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling LaGuardia Self-Storage. This is Shelley. How may I help you?
Hello, is this the owner?
No, I'm just the manager. What can I help you with?
Oh, I'm calling from the city about the median that they adopted.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to discuss something involving the median.
Okay, you can speak with me.
Oh, do you have a number for the owners or anything?
No.
Okay, well, there was a traffic accident. I don't know if you're aware of that, on their median.
And, when?
A couple weeks ago. But yeah, they're saying that they're responsible for the traffic accident because it was on their median. So the lawsuit's naming them as the defendants.
Because we have a little sign on the median?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you own the median, and they're going to... They say they want to sue and try to take the company.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's not funny. I mean, they're...
No, I know it's not
funny,
but
still in the hospital.
We don't own the median.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to take care of it, and they're saying it wasn't taken care of well enough, and that's what caused the accident.
Oh, okay. Because my maintenance guy goes out there once a week.
Well, I think maybe you might want to let him go, because I've looked at it, and it doesn't look that good. And then there's a median right next to theirs that's completely overgrown, and just all ugly, and like nobody's adopted that. Why can't your maintenance guy just do that one while he's there? I mean, it seems like he doesn't even really... You guys don't really even care about the whole median thing if you're not going to take care of the one next.
It's better than the previous guy that I had. So, okay.
Yeah, it's still not very good. I mean, it seems like you could just take care of both of them. I mean, he's out there already, so why not?
So, I guess just send whatever, you know, you have here, and I will forward it on to the corporation.
Okay. Or are they ever around? 'Cause,
no, they're in Bellevue, Washington.
Okay. Over in Washington. Okay. Yeah, because they're wanting to serve papers, you know, to bring them to court and name them in a lawsuit and charge them with vehicular manslaughter. So I guess they'll just serve you with the papers. But, I mean, you might get all tied up in this, too. They're probably going to end up suing you as well.
I'm just the manager.
Okay. Well, it's not funny. They're in the hospital still.
No, I understand that. I'm not saying it's funny that there was an accident, but I can't fathom why they would, you know, want to
Your maintenance guy or whatever, is he the one that's planting the flowers out there?
No, we don't have any flowers. That was all done before we got here.
Oh, okay. Because, well, maybe it's just weeds or something because your maintenance guy's not very good at it. Because his dog, this other person, they're trying to say they want to sue the city of Santa Fe because their dog ate one of the flowers in there and it made him sick. There's all these vet bills.
Oh, I have no idea.
And then also, last week, there was these children selling lemonade from it. Like, they were sitting in the median selling lemonade. Like, are those your kids?
No.
Oh, because no. They can't do that without a business license.
Well, they're not mine.
Well, it has to be someone related to that place. Is it the maintenance guy's kids?
He doesn't have any kids.
Well, is he just, like, I don't know, renting space to neighborhood children?
No.
Yeah, they had the lemonade stand there, like, for 3 days. I bought some. It wasn't even that good.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You're fucking disgusting, really.
My kids are grown. They're out of state.
Well, do your kids have kids that are selling lemonade in the median?
My kids live in Michigan and Arizona.
Well, they could be visiting.
No, dear. I would never put them out on the median.
Well, it'd be a good place to put them, really.
Well, no, because it's highly dangerous.
I was just trying to insult you. Say maybe you should put your kids in the median.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
we're going to put guard dogs out near the median.
Okay.
And you're going to have to pay for the upkeep of the guard dogs just to keep all this stuff away.
Okay.
We're going to station a guard dog on each end of the median, put them on chains, and you need to go by there every morning and put some dog food out.
Oh, okay. I don't have dogs, but okay.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have to buy some dog food.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll let corporate know that.
Starting tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And water. Put water out.
Oh, okay.
Maybe bring them treats?
I have dog treats here in the office for the dogs that come into my office.
That's weird.
Why?
It's just weird.
People bring their dogs in?
I don't know. I think it's weird.
Okay.
These dogs are going to be very aggressive, so be careful when you're feeding them.
Okay.
You know, they might bite or kill you.
Okay. So what do we need to do about this other?
Which one?
Which one? Which one? The accident where they're going to sue LaGuardia.
Oh yeah, they're gonna send a process server over probably this next week.
Okay, and I can forward it on to corporate.
They hired Saul.
Did they?
The attorney, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know. So maybe I better call Saul.
You've seen his billboards, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't get to Albuquerque.
No, he's got a location here in town now, too.
Does he? Where?
Oh, you can't use him because the plaintiffs are already using him, so it's not like you can use him.
Oh, doggone it. Okay.
Nope. It's a conflict of interest.
Well, maybe his associate.
No, it's the same company. You can't do that.
Oh.
You have to find your own attorney.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have corporate take care of all that.
Okay. You're probably going to go to prison for life.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll see you in court.
Okay.
Bye. That was bizarre. So most of those were ideas from Leif Erikson and what's-his-face. ostrich guy, whatever, I don't know. Just kind of went down the list. I figure since I'm running low on numbers, I may as well just do all of the ideas all at once. I have 4 left, though. Oh, wait, I had my time zones confused. On that first call I made, they told me to call back after 4. It's after 4. I was thinking in the opposite direction, so let's call them now. Let's talk to John, the owner of the pizza place.
Chris?
Is John available?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello, this is John.
Hey, John. I sprained my ankle on your median, and I need your insurance information.
On our median?
You know, your adopt-a-median.
Okay, over by Connie's Market?
Yeah, that's the one.
Were you crossing the street?
Yeah, I was running, and I just come from the bar. I was running across, and there's some rocks in there, and they made me slip, and I tripped over the median.
Well, you know, that's not actually our property. That's city property.
Oh no, it's yours.
So we have no liability on that one.
I talked to the city already, and they say it's your fault. It's our fault
that you were running across the street, in a non-pedestrian crosswalk.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I follow the rules or not. But it's your property and it's your problem, and I need your insurance information.
Okay, well, I'll have to turn this inquiry over to the owner. Can I get your name and number?
Oh, that other guy said you were the owner.
I'm the manager.
Oh, close enough. Like, what?
Well,
which?
Still gonna have to talk to the owner.
Which insurance company does that place use?
I wouldn't know. The owner would know.
Could you mumble that a little bit louder? I didn't hear that.
I said I wouldn't know that. The owner would know that.
Oh, okay. Well, are you the one that takes care of the median? Do you ever go over there and, like, clean up?
We send people twice a year.
Twice a year?
Make sure there's no trash in it and stuff like that.
Stuff gets trash in it more than twice a year.
I'm sorry?
You know, places get trash put in them more than twice a year.
Okay.
Like, why even adopt it if you're not going to take care of it?
We're obligated to check it twice a year.
I know, but you're just doing the bare minimum. Maybe you should just go check it more than that.
You said, like, you were leaving the bar? Were you intoxicated?
That's none of your business.
Okay.
Well, why even adopt the median if you're not going to take care of it? Like,
if I can get your name and number, I can put your inquiry towards the owner.
How would you like it if your trash company only came and picked up your trash twice a year?
Because
by your logic, that would make sense.
I'm not going to get into that.
Well, I think you're an asshole for, you know, putting your sign up there and not even taking care of it, making it so people trip over it.
I just don't understand why you were running in a non-pedestrian crosswalk.
That's none of your business. I had business to take care of. I was chasing someone.
Okay. Would you like to give me your name and number so I can give this inquiry to the proper people?
Well, I need you to admit that you're in the wrong.
I will not do that.
And then maybe you should be taking care of that more than twice a year.
Take the recommendation.
Who takes care of it? Is it you or someone else?
It is not me.
Do you just send employees out there?
Yep.
So you're paying, like, minimum wage twice a year?
If I can't get your name and number, I'm going to have to disconnect.
Is that just the best marketing idea you've ever come up with? Like, oh, we'll adopt a median. Pay stupid high school kids to take care of it. He's gone. I thought I was going to get rich quick, but apparently not. One of their ideas here says that I installed a sprinkler system in the median to help water the grass, but I accidentally hooked up the pipes to the sewer by accident. It's spraying sewage everywhere. I think I'm going to say it's a fountain, though. It's a decorative fountain. Hello, I'm calling about your median, your adopt-a-median.
I'm sorry, the what?
You know, adopt-a-median. Is this the owner?
Owner of what?
Of ProScape Landscape.
Yeah, this is ProScape Landscape Management. Sorry, I'm not understanding what you're talking about.
Okay. Are you the owner or manager or anything?
I manage the office.
I see. And you're not aware of the adopt-a-median where you go out to the road and take care of the road median thing?
Oh, okay. No, I mean, this is the first time I hear about that. What is it exactly?
Oh, it's out. There's this little section in between the roads,
right?
And you guys are supposed to take care of it.
Uh huh.
And it has your name on it. It says ProScape Landscape.
And where is this at?
Ah, hell if I know. But you don't know about this. We're gonna take your name off of it.
No, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
We're going to knock your sign over.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to knock it down. If you're not taking care of it.
I wouldn't need to know where is it.
I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to just go over there and just, like, kick it down with my foot.
Okay, if you're entitled to do that.
I am, because you're not taking care of your median.
I need to know where it is.
You should know where it is. You adopted it. Who else there would adopt a median?
Yeah, well, I would need to find out. But I'll make notes, and I'll talk to my boss about it.
Okay, on the note, tell him I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to kick the sign down with my foot.
Well, can I get your name, please?
I'm going to do a spin kick.
Can I get your name?
Yeah, my name is Roy.
Roy what?
Gerbel.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get going. I'm going to go kick your sign down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have their cell phone number of the owners?
I cannot give you that.
Well, I'm with the city of Santa Fe, so it's okay to give it to me.
How do I know that you're with the city of Santa Fe?
I just told you. I wouldn't lie.
No, this is not a professional way to talk to somebody and just, like, saying that you're going to knock something down that is not yours.
Well, that's what you get for not taking care of your median that you adopted.
Well, and who the fuck are you?
What?
May I put you on hold for just a second?
Did you just curse at me?
No.
May I put you on hold for just a second? I heard a curse. Please. I'm going to send the health department to shut you guys down or I don't know.
Let me put you on hold for just a second.
Okay,
please.
All right. Okay, I'm just going to hang up on that one. I'm not going to get anywhere with that guy. Let's go to the next one. Tell them about the fountain.
Good afternoon, and Associates. This is Bianca.
Hi, this is Kevin from the city of Santa Fe.
Yes.
I'm calling about your adopt-a-median. Are you
okay. Are you looking to speak with John?
Sure, okay.
Well, he's actually out of the office, so I was going to see if there was another name that you...
Just whoever
on your file that I could refer to.
Whoever would know about the adopt-a-median?
Let's see. Let me check with Debbie. Do you mind holding for a moment?
Sure, no problem. Crap, these guys are attorneys.
This is Debbie. May I help you?
Hello, Debbie. This is Roy from the city of Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about the adopt-a-median that you guys are in charge of.
Right.
And you're familiar with that then?
Yes, I know about it, yeah.
All right, yeah. We installed a beautiful decorative fountain in your median.
Okay.
And the people we contracted to hook that up, they accidentally hooked it up to the sewer lines instead of the water lines.
Okay.
So there's kind of a problem with spraying sewage.
And
you need to go fix it.
Well, who's the one that authorized it to be installed?
It's some guy in the Department of Water.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your median, so you need to go clean up all the sewage from the median.
Okay, and your name again is?
My name's Roy. Roy Gerbel.
And you're with, I'm sorry, and you're with who?
I'm with the city of Santa Fe.
Okay, and a phone number?
505-6025.
And did anybody contact this guy to go fix it right, or do we have to do that also?
Yeah, we've already allocated all the funds we can for this, so you're going to have to get some sort of a plumber and get them to hook it up to the correct pipes.
Okay, so we have to clean the mess that you guys hired this idiot, and we have to pay for it to clean up the mess.
Correct. I mean, you're in charge of the median.
That is really wrong.
Old.
Yeah, but we didn't have it installed or have an idiot that had no clue what they were doing.
Well, you shouldn't call him an idiot. I mean,
so
I work with this guy.
So it's going to cost us a fortune.
Okay, so if just some person...
Who is the person that installed it?
Let's say it's just some random...
So we can call them and
oh my God,
have them
can I talk?
Fix it
you,
right
you
at
keep
their
interrupting
cost.
Me, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, what if someone just throws some trash in the median? Someone, like, drives by...
Well, then we'd clean it, but if we,
there you go.
If this person is the one that messed it up and did it wrong, he should go and fix it and clean it.
Well, would you say that to the resident? Would you say, hey, you threw the trash here. We're going to track you down and make you come and pick it up.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't. If someone threw like a Pepsi cup or something, you're gonna track them down and make them clean it up?
Yeah, but you're talking about raw sewage. You know, it's not a piece of paper or something.
Same thing, really. It's your job to clean it up.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll go get somebody out there.
Okay, I think you should do it. You personally.
That is crazy.
For having such a shitty attitude.
We don't have a shitty attitude, but we had nothing to do with this being installed.
You're yelling at me.
And the person does it wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, we didn't do it on purpose. It's just an accident. So you need to go clean it up.
Alrighty.
And I think you should do it. I think it should be you. Right after work, I think you should go out there.
You should go and do it.
I don't do that kind of work. That's your kind of job.
You know what? You are a jerk.
At least I do my job.
Well, so do I.
You need to learn to do your job.
Well, I am doing my job. How do you figure it's right that because sewage leaks from something that you guys had done, and we have to clean it?
Because that's, you guys signed up to, you adopted the median, so it's yours now.
Okay, we'll get somebody out there.
If you adopted a kid, would you stop taking care of it just because it's a little messy?
No, but...
You're a shitty parent, is what you are.
We had nothing to do with that.
You're a shitty parent.
You know what? You're a total jerk.
Don't use that kind of language with me.
Well, you know what? You're telling me the same thing, so what's the difference?
I didn't say anything like that. I said a completely different thing.
Well, you're telling me I'm a shitty parent and that I'm the one that should go clean it? Because I have an attitude. You have an attitude also.
Well, does that give you the right to have an attitude just because I do?
I'm just saying that I feel that it's wrong because somebody went and did it all wrong.
Okay, well, they didn't do it on purpose. I guess you've never made a mistake in your entire life, have you?
Well, I would go fix it if I did.
Okay, well, we ran out of money for that, so he's not going to do it.
Well, we'll get somebody to pay somebody to go get it done.
Okay. Well, you need to hurry the fuck up, because it's still spraying out there. They didn't even turn it off.
God. Alrighty.
What time is...
I don't know. I have to contact the guy that does the work for us.
What's his name?
I don't have the number. One of the bosses does, and I have to call him and notify him about it.
Okay, all right. Because, you know, we don't want to file a lawsuit against you guys for not taking care of your median.
I will call him right now.
Okay, hurry up. Do it faster. Oh, man. She was laughing at first at that one. I don't know how she could believe any of that. That doesn't make sense that she believed me. Okay, I have one number left.
Apple Computer, this is Lorraine.
Hi, I'm calling from the city of Santa Fe.
Yes.
And I'm calling about your Adopt-A-Median.
Okay.
And you're familiar with that, right?
Yes. What can we help you with?
Okay, well, there were some kids on your median today, and they're on the part that you've adopted, and they're selling lemonade. And you can't let your kids out there to sell lemonade like that. That's dangerous.
We don't have kids.
Well, whose else kids would they be?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm pretty sure it was your kids or someone that works there, maybe. But
I've never had a child in my life. I have a cat, and neither does my business partner.
Okay, well. You can't use your median to make money like that. It's not a money-making opportunity. It's just a thing where you clean up.
We are not. Are you not listening to me? We go out and clean it. We don't have kids. We don't use it for anything other than having the sign there.
Okay. Well, how often do you clean it?
Per the guidelines.
So just twice a year?
So, no, there's the guidelines are more strict than that.
Okay. Because used to it said twice a year, and, you know, we had to change it because people like you were just doing the bare minimum.
No, we go out to, you're supposed to do it during certain months, monthly during the busy season, and less frequently on the off season.
So you need to keep a better eye on your median, though. Make sure there's not kids out there, and, you know, assuming you're telling the truth, and those aren't really your kids, which I have a hard time believing, but if there's kids out there, you need to chase them off.
If you would like to check birth records... I've never had a child.
Okay, well, you can't give permission to other kids to be out there either.
I've never given permission. I don't know who these children are. next time if you see them, you're more than welcome to go up to them and ask them who they are.
Well, it's not my job to watch your median. It's your job.
And you're with the city of Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my name is Roy Gerbel.
Can I get your name?
Sure, it's Roy Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
R-O-Y. It's a pretty easy name to spell. Come
name?
On. Oh, G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
So we don't use our median in that way. We know it's not supposed to be used that way.
Yeah. Well, I know you didn't. You had the kids do it. Like, how much money of theirs did you get to keep? Like, what percent did you get from their cut? And that made her hang up. Let's call her right back.
Little computer, this is Lorraine.
You know, the lemonade wasn't even good. I tried it, and it tasted like shit.
Okay, you can stop calling and harassing us.
I'm not. I'm just saying. It didn't taste good. Just teach your kids how to make lemonade. Okay, well, that's all for these, I guess, for now. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I still have 8 numbers that did not answer, or they told me to call back after a certain day. So we will be doing these again. Thank you, Leif Erickson and Funky Ostrich. I'm sure this was like a lot of work for you guys to compile this list of all these different medians and track down their phone numbers for me. So that's awesome. Thank you. Best list ever. And sorry it took me a month and a half to get to them. I'm going to try and catch up on all these pranks someday. I keep saying that, but I just keep getting farther and further behind.
Hey, Brad Carter.
Hey.
It's me, the drunk man the other day, a.k.a. Warrior Light 99. I just want to apologize for being a drunk dumbass.
You should apologize.
Yeah, I deserve it. I am glad you didn't play those 6-minute to an hour voicemail that I left you because it was kind of...
Oh, it cut you off after 6 minutes, or 3 minutes. 3 minutes is what it is. It cut you off, so you can't rant at me for an hour, thank God.
Stupid in. I would have embarrassed myself, even though... It is a little embarrassing, but yeah.
It's okay. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
No, the whole thing that the reason I got banned is because, like I said, a stupid joke like, oh, Milkman loves his cum or something stupid like that. And
oh, you shouldn't have got banned for that because it's true. Milkman does love his cum.
I immediately got banned and I got sad.
Yeah, we have problems with people. It's been a problem for a while now. It's not our fault. We're not overreacting. It's just problems with other people kind of cause us to be mean to you nice people.
Hello. I think someone already picked up because there was no voicemail recording.
Yeah, right.
Someone answered that fucking phone. I know someone did. And now it's a recording, so I don't know what the hell is going on.
You're
anyway,
just high.
You
That's
guys
all it is.
Are hilarious. Your prank calls are funny. And...
Thank you.
They make my day so much brighter. They really do. They really do.
Don't cry. It's all right. It's okay. They're there now.
I love that voicemail. Anyway, I love the show lately, and... Gloria. Anyway,
was that Gloria?
I called up a Jiffy Loop, and I have the phone number I got license plate number I got a while back from a car. It's a really nice car, and I called the Jiffy Loop up, and
you probably got arrested.
Pretend,
it's my fault.
You know, pretend to be from the corporate office. Said I, you know, your computers are broke. Show me your thing. But he asked me which corporate office I was from. I said main one. Actually, specifically, I said the big main one. Big word probably was a mistake. And he said which location. The number I dialed as my what I was calling from said it was from Texas. So I said Texas, and yeah, it basically didn't work out. I was wondering what to say in the future if that happens again. Thanks. Again, I love the show, and I'm kind of happy Gloria's grounded. Darn you, Gloria!
Someone has a crush on Gloria. I think you asked what you should say, and I don't know where Jiffy Lube's located, the corporate office, but all you need to do is go to jiffylube.com or whatever their website is, and look under the Contact Us section, and hopefully there will be some sort of a mailing address, and you just say, I'm from there, I'm from that city. Or call, like, a corporate toll-free number and ask them where their corporate office is located at. I've done that for other places. I never did it with Jiffy Lube. Most places don't even question it. For me, anyway. But it's always good to be prepared. Figure out a little bit of information about the company you're calling, so you can defraud them properly.
Ooh, also, inevitable cactus.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, of course. That was the second voicemail. Holy crap, there's a lot of long voicemails in here. I'll just save them for next time. I need to do more shows. I can do more voicemails. Because you guys don't want to hear a bunch of voicemails every single time. I think that was three. That's plenty. Let's get on to more pranks. Then I'm going to end the show. Because I have shit to do. I have more hobo store numbers. There's this store. It's actually called the Hobo Store. And if you go to one of their stores and gigantic letters on the front of the store, it says Hobo. Which is kind of hilarious. It's actually a chain of stores. And this guy works at the store. You might remember the call I did a few weeks ago to the guy who bought a couch set, and I told him that the couches were filled with money, and he was really nice until I told him to shut his kids the fuck up. And then there was another one before. I can't even remember what happened on that one. But yeah, I have a big list here this time of hobo customers, and I'm going to call them right now. This first one, he bought some tile for his floor.
Hello?
Hello, is Michael available?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yeah?
Hey, it's James. I'm calling from the Hobo Store.
Okay.
You bought some tiles from us, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Did you use those yet?
Why?
Well, I think some of them might... I'm pretty sure most of them are counterfeit.
No, we haven't used them yet.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I think most of them are counterfeit.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, I just want to...
Bring them back?
Well, no. I mean, you can use them. They look the same, if they look good to you. Like, this girl that works here, her name's Rebecca, she takes this pottery class at the local community college, and,
Okay.
Yeah, she's been making tiles at the college, and then bringing them into the store, and then just selling them and pocketing the money.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are all counterfeits.
Okay. I'll look at them.
Okay. But, I mean, you may as well just keep them.
Okay.
I mean, they're fine, right? They you can't even tell.
No.
They might not be as durable. Like, if you walk hard enough on them, they're just going to crack. So,
well, I don't want that.
Yeah, once you put them down, just make sure you don't wear shoes on that floor. Just tell everyone to take their shoes off before going through that room.
I'll talk to the wife about it. Okay.
And also,
yeah,
we saw you on our security camera. And we saw that you stole those garden gnomes as you left the store. We saw you shoplift.
Hey, what? Who is this?
This is James from the Hobo Store.
Whatever, James. I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
I'm talking about you, and we have you on our cameras.
Well, then send the police over to my house.
No, I'm trying to be nice about it and just say, hey.
You're not trying to be nice? What? You got an employee number, motherfucker?
Can you bring those back to us, please?
Hey, motherfucker, kiss my ass. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Hey, don't curse. Okay? Don't curse at me.
Fuck you.
Stop it.
I'll be over to the store right now. Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm calling from the store. I just, when you come here,
let me talk to someone else there.
Can you bring the garden gnomes with you that you stole?
Hey, dickhead. Dickhead.
Yes?
Give me someone else to talk to.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just asking, though. Can you bring those garden gnomes with you?
Hey!
What?
Where's your boss? Give me your boss.
Well, you're being kind of mean to me. Maybe I don't want to do what
Hold
you...
Hold on, dickhead!
Okay. What am I holding for?
I want to talk to your boss.
Well, doesn't that mean you have to hold, right? What? Not me.
Well, give me your boss.
You got it all backwards. What'd you do with those garden gnomes?
Because I'm going to come and kick your fucking ass right now, motherfucker.
No, you're not. You can't kick anyone's ass. I saw you on the security tapes. I don't think you could kick anyone's ass.
Who are you?
This is James.
James, what's your last name?
Oh, I'm not telling you that, because you're threatening me and stuff. I don't need any trouble.
You're a fucking dick, whoever you are.
Well, that was uncalled for.
Hello?
Hey, you tell Michael I'm officially banning him from our store, because he's a shoplifter. Okay?
So you're banned from the store.
I'm coming to the store right now.
No, he can't. He can't come to the store, and he's got to keep those counterfeit tiles. And I'm going to put print a picture of his face, and I'm going to write shoplifter underneath it and put it at the door. That's what he gets. Ma'am? I don't think he's going to listen to my new rule. I think he's coming up there. I should have given the name of the guy who sent these to me. So he'd go out there and kick his ass. It's what you get for submitting numbers. Unfortunately, that's the only one I can get to answer from this list that this guy from Hobo sent me. Several of the numbers were disconnected, and I couldn't find new phone numbers for them on White Pages. But I will save these other numbers, and I will call them soon. So hopefully on a future show, the rest of these will be done. Thank you, submitter, whose name I'm not going to say, because I don't want listeners to track you down and get you fired. I guess that's it, though, for today's show, since there was only one place that answered. It's over! Thanks, everyone, for listening! Thank you, Gizmo, for sponsoring the show. Thanks, Shifty Pop, for the amazing song. And Anonymous Person for the Hobo customers. And, of course, Leif Erikson and Funky Ostrich for those median numbers. That turned out to be the best idea ever. I can't wait to do the rest of them. Maybe I can... Yeah, I'll probably give those a try Monday or something. I'll try the rest of them that didn't pick up. Before I go, I should read this email I got. He says, "Hey, my name is Martin O'Brien. I am from a place called Navan in County Meath in Ireland. I've become an avid listener of your show. It's quality. Any chance of a shout-out to me on your next show?" And the answer is no. No, Martin O'Brien, you may not have a shout-out on the next show. Take that, Martin O'Brien from Ireland. No shout-out for you. Support the show, everyone. Patreon.com/phonelosers. That's the hardest way to get access to the high-quality feed and the secret feed. The easiest way is just to go to phonelosers.org/cactus. If you think Patreon are a bunch of communists or whatever, just go to phonelosers.org/cactus, and you can sign up that way. Did you guys know PLA is officially 20 years old this month? I'm pretty sure it's this month. PLA has been around for exactly 20 years now. So happy anniversary, us. And because of that, this is the last show ever. Thanks for listening these past 20 years, everyone. Go find something new to listen to now. Bye. Just kidding.
I moved into my new apartment at the end of February, surprised to find out that the water was free. The lady in the office says it's included in the rent. Use it as much as you want. I had their total consent. Now I'm saving extra money on the monthly expenses, filling up my bottles of water as fast as my sink dispenses. I flush the toilet 7 times every time that I pee. I may as well. It helps my local water municipality. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I've read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. I bought a fountain for my living room, and man, it is beautiful. It's nearly 8 feet tall and has a full working waterfall. I ran the water lines through the walls under my bathroom sink. It runs 24 hours a day and hardly ever even leaks. I have a black market shower head for better pressure while showering, which I leave running all the time, making the bathtub self-cleaning. I've got free air conditioning using ice from my fridge with copper tubes on a fan wrapped around the front of it. But running the fan all the time used up too much energy, so I'm using a water-powered turbine just to keep the fan spinning. And cooling the ice from the freezer made my power bill higher, so I've made another turbine using parts from my dryer. With a water reservoir hidden out on my balcony, I'm piping water through a generator for free electricity. I flush trash down my toilet to save money on garbage bags, which is really convenient because it's such a long walk to the dumpster, man. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I've read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I know the landlord would have a fit if he knew I ran my washer for the hell of it. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I wish I wasn't on the second floor because water's leaking from my reservoir.
Excuse me? You installed what on your wall? Are you insane? Why would you do that? You've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
I've got a dam in my kitchen that can power my oven and runs my KitchenAid mixer at the push of a button. There are tracks carrying water that just go on forever, running all over the walls. It looks like something by MC Escher. I'm selling bottled ice water at major sporting events, making more than enough money than I need for my rent, quenching the thirst of the fans, helping them deal with the heat. I'm giving the Aquafina man a fucking run for his money. My brother-in-law is paying me $50 to fill his pool with 25,000 gallons of water. But when I'm not building a model rainforest in my bathtub, I'm mailing bottles of clean water all the way to Africa and doing scientific experiments with foil and gallium, mixing them carefully with water so I can make hydrogen. I hope my city doesn't mind losing their water monopoly because I've applied for a permit to start my own water company. Free water every single day at Opiew Apartments in Green Bay, and I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Opiew Apartments in Green Bay, and my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Opiew Apartments in Green Bay, and the clothes I'm wearing now are really clean because they're in the washer almost constantly. Free water every single day at Opiew Apartments in Green Bay, and it's been fun trying brand new things like full-scale model ice sculpting.
I've never heard of anything so ludicrous.
You asshole!